This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a Wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, Wimpy, Wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a Hefty Ultra Strong trash bag.
Hefty, Hefty, Hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty Large Black Bags.
Here we go, let's hear what they say. An hour ago, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality Podcast with Justine the Loser.
Geneva, I have friends. Listen, today's some of you have been around for a while. They have heard Justine is a big game show person. She went on a game show. Are we telling people that they can watch it? Like, what's the situation?
Yeah, I mean, okay, watch please. It, please. Unless you want to say how smoking hot I am, please don't say
actually
anything.
Let me tell you, first of all, you looked fucking amazing. I thought, like, you looked beautiful. The hair, like the little side little swipe.
That's what, so I'll get into my, I'll try to do a short recap of the day.
Okay. Okay.
But everybody can watch
one
it.
Takeaway.
Yeah. Okay.
And
okay.
B, my second takeaway is you're a fucking champion. I love you. I mean, you bombed. You were horrible.
I did.
On the show.
I got my first two. I'll get in. My first two test questions I got right. Of course I get the first two wrong that are on the fucking show.
I know, but I have to say that the way you handled yourself, given the fucking dick who we'll get into, Justine's going to give her.
Do
a
you
recap
think
of this,
that since amazing. I was so scared was that plant? I was going to get voted off first, that means that I'm going to die of some horrible disease? Do you think I did it to myself?
Wow. That's where
do
we're
you think
going?
I the no. secreted myself no. off right off the show? So maybe. I get there at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
But then does that mean I'm going to die of cancer?
No. I see it as. You went into it very nervous, thinking you were going to blow
and
it.
And I was exhausted.
Like, that energy,
yeah,
not
I know.
Like,
but then do you think I'm
going to
manifest cancer? Because I worry I'm going to die all the time my whole life. I hope not.
Well,
knock on wood.
Why I always tell you to be positive.
I know, right?
But
you're
no,
right.
No, I don't think you're going to manifest. Like, a sickness is much harder. But like, how you doing something.
Much harder.
Well, you know what I mean? Like,
I know. I know.
Talking
okay, thank you.
Out of something into something is different than like.
I felt I could feel that I should have left. Okay. So it was not meant to
okay,
be
see?
When I go
that's
there to
instinct.
Sleep at this stupid hotel,
yeah.
The hotel, I hate Los Angeles. The second you cross over into Los Angeles from San
it's
Diego,
terrible.
There's a different
yeah.
aura. There's a different energy.
Yes.
It's a dump. Yeah. I hate it there. Cross this. Yeah. They put you in a decent hotel, supposedly. I like to stay in a name brand hotel where you're going to get what
yeah.
you know what you're going to get.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This was
double
like an
tree.
Off skirt hotel. And uh-huh. there was a lock outside of the door on a balcony where somebody, if they wanted to come in and rate me, if it's some type of thing that they got going with this hotel, they had
oh,
a
okay.
key. They could come, they could open up the door. They could scale the room and they could okay. come in there. Why is there a key on the outside? Why is the key not from the inside of the,
yeah,
of a
weird.
Door?
That's
I don't
weird.
Care if I'm up on 1, 2, 3, people can get a ladder. I mean, It was a horrible feeling from the get-go. I was up all night watching The Weakest Link. I don't think we've said the show. The Weakest Link with Jane Lynch, who was...
It's
Jane
on
Lynch,
Hulu, everyone. You can watch it.
Late, Jane Lynch gave the nice... She had the best energy. She was so nice. And I'm a
great.
Big fan. She looked
yeah.
a lot older in person. She gives off
okay.
a very younger... Nothing Five. Against her, but she looks a lot older in person. But they do a good job of her. But I loved her on Glee and everything. It was nice to meet her. So then I didn't get a good night's sleep at all. Then you show up at like 6 a.m. and get there extra early. Then there's 2 tapings. One, and they don't even tell you this. I had gone through months of things. I had to answer 100 gazillion stupid trivia questions.
Yeah.
So I, of course, I get the two stupid questions I get wrong. So I show up that day. After months of dealing with these idiots, COVID tests, this, that, and the other, I got to sleep overnight in LA in some dump, which sounds fun, but hotel beds are skeevy and gross. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I hate hotels. I'd rather have a little RV that I sleep in. Homeless people across the street. Los Angeles is a dump. Anybody who wants to go on vacation, don't go to Los Angeles. So
agreed.
Then... So then the first taping, they get you in hair and makeup. You're feeling like a movie star, this, that, and the other. Then they tell you, you didn't make the first cut. sit in a room for 6 hours, no phone, no TV, nothing, take a nap. Here's some vegan lunch because it's run by a bunch of LA cocksuckers who are into vegan food. I was eating cauliflower curry mush for lunch and some nasty ass Nutri-Grain bars. And I'm trying to fall asleep, pissed off that I've spent the night at this stupid hotel, that I've wasted my life. Oh, and then I'm convinced, oh, this is after you talk to the executive producers, that then you feel like a reject that you didn't get picked for the first time. So then me and this girl, they won't let you. You can't talk to anybody else. People.
Wait,
are
so you're in a room with somebody else, so, like you're in a holding.
So there was like, I'm by myself. So there's like all these rooms. Then there's like 12 people that are picked for that show. And then they made or nine go on or something. So there's like three extra losers and I'm in the loser bunch. So we're all peeking our heads out to see, hey, did you, why don't you think we made it? Blah, blah, blah. You feel like a loser. So then they're like, well, you just have to wait around and we'll see. And it keeps, it's like waiting for an airplane that's never going to go off. And it starts out, oh, we'll be taping at 2:30. Oh, we're taping at 4:30. Oh, there's delays, this, that, and the other. So you're just waiting around. And to not have a cell phone, it feels like you're going through crack withdrawals. I had to have a producer by the time it was 6:30 at night. I should have been long gone and done. I asked a producer to text Tyler to tell him that I'm alive because I hadn't had my phone and I hadn't talked to him since 6 o'clock in the morning. And I was like, he's going to think I'm freaking dead. So then, so then they come to me, they come to my room. They get you. Then you have your hair and makeup done. You're feeling good. Then you're sleeping on your hair and makeup. They don't read. They don't spruce you back up. Then you see the new group of people. Then you see the new groups of people coming in. And that's when little Bruno Mars, the little asshole, Emmanuel, comes in. And I thought he was a cute little thing. I was like, oh, he's kind of giving Bruno Mars vibes. He's a teacher. He seems like a nice guy. And you'll hear how he bamboozles me, smacks me across the face with a chrome, with a freaking bar. I mean, really got me good on national television. Anyway, so then they come to me and they say, oh, do you mind if you say you're from a different city? I go, yeah, sure. I don't fucking care what I have to say to it. I've been waiting here. I had to talk myself into it 100 times over just to stay and not just be like, I'm fucking out of here.
Yeah.
I lost everything. And the girl next to me, they didn't end up picking her. I felt so bad. She got $200 or something for her waste of time, but at least she didn't go embarrass herself on national television and got home with $200. So finally they say, oh, you're going to go on. So I go on with the second group. At this point, it's been like 8 hours in my holding cell with fucking curry,
terrible
vegan cauliflower. And I'm starving. I'm exhausted and I'm mentally drained, confused and angry and just wanting to fucking leave. It was the worst day of my life. I would have rather, it was honestly, I hated the experience. I would not go on another game show ever. They should tell you that you're not guaranteed. They should tell you all this shit. I mean, it was a fucking nightmare, a nightmare beyond nightmares. So then I'm like, okay, I guess it was worth sticking it out. So then you get on there and it's some rinky dink stage. It was cool, I guess, but if I wasn't at the stage to see how janky it all, like you could pick up one of those stands and throw it across the room easily. Like it's like Barbie tier material. Yeah, yeah. It is a joke.
Yeah.
So then you get there, they do a run through. Little Emmanuel, the little bitch, he got his first two wrong. I noticed that, Emmanuel, didn't I? But I got mine right. Mine was like Moons Over Miami, Moons Over Miami. What restaurant are you at? I said, Denny's, got that right. Boom. Got another one. I don't know. So then they come to me. Then they start the game. Jane Lynch. Mm-hmm. Everybody else is really nice. Blah, blah, blah. I'm wearing high heels for the first time in I can't even tell you how long. I can barely walk in them. So then I get two questions. The first question is, what's
about a tree?
About an almond or an acorn. And is there's a shell and blah, blah, blah. I said almond. I would never say acorn in my whole life. I would never even think of that.
The second question was hard too.
The second question, I had no fucking clue. I don't even know what the question is. Yeah. And I don't watch Lord of the Rings. I've never watched one episode. Fucking loser. I think Emmanuel was a huge fan of it. So of course, Emmanuel's looking at me like, what a loser. So I get that one wrong. I said, James Gandolfini. I mean, oh God, what a loser I am. Dead guy. It's not freaking Tony Soprano. It was Sir Ian McKellen, right?
I knew that. Yeah.
I would never have known that ever in 100 years. Mm-hmm. Then when I see that guy, I just want to stab him.
Right.
So then allegedly, I don't really want to stab you at Ian McKellen. Oh, so then, they go to, who do you want? So Geneva can say, who do you want to get kicked off? And everybody pretty much says Justine, which whatever, I was a loser. Yeah. And then
I've never seen anything like this.
Could you believe
it? I can't
believe
he said this, because they introduced Justine as a stay-at-home mom. And he says, why did you pick Justine? You could have just said, because she got both questions.
Yeah, right.
Like, obviously, you did.
He hated me.
He said, because I prefer people who
go out to work. Yeah, go out to work. Like, I'm sucking dick for money.
Unbelievable. I can tell you right now, after
could you
being
believe
a
it?
Parent and also seeing the shit you've survived, like, stay-at-home parents, like, it's not a fucking job. It's a 24-hour job. It's not 9 to 5. Tell that to your kid running into your room.
Plus, I'm helping Tyler with his company. I sell shit on Etsy, Amazon. Yeah, yeah. We do a podcast. Yeah, and I'm a fucking portable notary. I just didn't tell him all this shit because they were going with stay-at-home mom. And he's a fucking teacher and a beauty queen. And then all I said was, oh, I wish. Why don't you pop out? I wish I would have come up with some other.
No, you said great. You said,
say.
I hope he has like 100 kids and he has to take care of them alone.
So then they
I also
kicked
liked
me
what
off.
He said to you. Yeah. When he kicked you off, sorry, Justine.
I
said, you're like,
fuck
suck
off.
It. You're like, Emmanuel,
I said, keep it, Emmanuel. And thank God I didn't cuss. I'm so shocked I didn't. I wish I would have, and they would have had to bleep me out. That would have been funny. But they
honestly,
had me
though,
walk like three or four times walking out of the thing because they're like, you got to look here and look there. And I can't walk in these heels. And I was most nervous about what I look like there.
Yeah.
And then I got to work on my hunch. I'm like Gina from Real Housewives of Orange County. And then at the end, the producers are like, can you believe all these producers are like, can you believe he said that to you?
No,
I can't believe it. They're like,
crazy.
Why don't you say his mama should have raised him better? And I'm like, I don't know if I should say it. I didn't want to come off like a psychopath. And then they didn't use it because I did say it. I was like, his mama should have raised him better, blah, blah, blah. The kid seemed like a nice guy, too. I mean, he's a fucking teacher and he's up there bad mouthing mothers. It was a really odd move.
Odd.
It was really weird.
So odd.
I get mom
never,
shamed on national
again,
television
you,
after
yeah,
I
you
just got knocked
him,
off first.
Like you handed him on a platter an easy reason, which was like you were not good. Like you did not get either question right. You could have just said because she got the most wrong. To say that. That's fucking insane. And you're on a game show. You know how many moms sit at home all day and fucking
it was
watch
crazy.
This shit? Insane.
It was wild. Insane. And Jane Lynch was blown away. And all the contestants after, they're like, I'm sorry that he did that to you and blah, blah, blah. It was wild. Then I had to sit there for another 2 hours until the game's over. Then that bitch goes on to win. It's like, well, where's karma in this world? Sorry, y'all, the spoiler alert. So you can watch for yourself to see me shamed.
Please watch it on.
If you hate me, all the one stars, if you listen to this again, at least you'll get some vindication that I got bitch slapped in this world.
Listen, if you love Justine, like we all do, after you watch this disaster, because this is not
don't
good.
Message me, please.
But you look fucking great. Please write a nice review for us on Apple.
Yeah,
that'll
yeah,
just make
yeah.
it all worth it.
Say suck. Please, if anybody writes it, put suck it,
Emmanuel. Yes, please, please, and 5 stars. Thanks.
I mean, what a piece of garbage. Could
no,
you? I mean,
behavior.
It was. I
trash,
got off and I called my
behavior.
Parents like I'm 10 years old. I was just sobbing. I was emotionally drained. It's like putting myself out there. I haven't been out of the house in 2 years, and then
I know.
To it's be ridiculous. Shamed.
Yeah, no, despicable behavior. He's a gross person. Who says that? It's crazy. Crazy.
It was wild. I was dumbfounded, and I wasn't even going to watch. And I was hoping it didn't make it, and it finally did. And so I was like, I'm not going to watch. Then I put it on I was like, all right, let's just, I didn't even tell Tyler. I said, oh, it's on, Tyler. They emailed me a few weeks ago. I wasn't going to watch it though. Cause I didn't even want Tyler to watch it. I told my parents not to watch it. So it's up there.
It's great. All right. That was joyous. I really enjoyed that recap. Thanks.
It was wild. Never go on a game show. It sucks. Dick.
Yeah, I'm good. I knew
I would never want to be a movie star. I would never want to do anything. I guess you'd have your phone. But to not have your phone in this world is like you're on another planet going through heroin withdrawal.
Oh, for that long too. Oh, God.
Oh, I have another question really quick.
Yes.
Are you watching this? Why is Amber Heard and Johnny Depp on trial? And why is it such
a
long thing? You think he killed somebody?
It's like a civil defamation lawsuit. I think they're like both, they're suing each other or something.
Does this happen to not famous people and that you're wasting all this money and court time
well,
and people's lives? What's going on?
Pursue a, to pursue a civil case, and you got to have money that you're wanting to burn, I guess.
It's Johnny Depp saying that she was publicly defamed him. Is that the thing? Do you know?
I honestly don't know.
We won't talk about it because I have no clue. I was hoping you could tell me.
No, anytime I look at it, I'm just like,
I fly right past it. I don't want to fill my brain up with it because.
Well, it also just seems like I don't know who's wrong in this situation, but it was a sick relationship, period.
Right.
So it's like, I don't even give a fuck. Everybody was wrong in this situation. It sounds disgusting and just very abusive.
Seems very disturbing. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know. Very weird.
Johnny Depp has had a weird life, hasn't he?
I'm telling you, I think I told you about this. I read this article. It was like Vanity Fair or like one of those like, you know, bigger magazines where they like were catching up with him. And it was like, he lives with like one employee left. He has no money. He's just like, just like a sad drunk. Like it was just very depressing. I did not enjoy it.
It is. It's really depressing.
It is.
To be such a star.
All right. Let's get into love.
I mean, Johnny Depp's a name that's going to go down in history for eternity.
Oh yeah. 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 Who do you want to start with here? Let's, you know what? I want to start with Indy and Harry because,
oh my God,
Harry is a trash person. Like,
in Indy's
full on no trash bag.
I guess, if he wasn't so young, I think of him as, I don't see him as trash. I see him as just a troubled soul who is making bad decisions.
When he's like, when she's like, you're seeing somebody else. We're not going to talk about this. I'm not worried about this. I'm on nobody's clock but my own. Like there's just, I wouldn't have a problem with it if he didn't allow Indy to move into her family's home and like, and she uprooted her life and he like co-signed it. She's to blame too. But like, there's just an air about him where it's just like, dude, you're a child and you're trying to act like you're a man and you are not, you know?
That's why I kind of think I don't feel for him at all. I feel like Indy has made this situation. He's moved out to another house where his parole isn't, not that I don't give any grievance or like leeway to him. He is a little jerk off 100% who needs to grow up, but he just got out of prison. She moves on in with her kid. I feel bad. She's so nice. And she even comments like on her Instagram and stuff. It's hard. This is why I don't want to talk to any of these people. Who would stay at the other sister's house when he's gone and wants nothing to do with you, pretty much has side chicks. And I don't know why either she can't financially leave or she won't leave. And she's sitting there arguing with him and she puts herself in these positions to have these dumb conversations with a little kid who's just such an idiot. He's going to end up back in jail.
And there is no, there's just like no vibe like that he wants to do anything to do with her, like at all to do with her. It's like palpable how much he dislikes this whole situation and her.
How are they
and
still it's just like talking?
The patheticness of her just sitting there continuing to talk to him. Get your ass up and go
leave
home.
Indy.
Go.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And she has a more supportive family than he does. He's got a mother whose head is in the clouds, who seems like they're speaking two different languages, him and Harry's mom. He's had a fucked up life. He is a jerk, I agree 100%. But she is just, she's got a child. She needs to get the hell out of there. Why doesn't that sister say, he's not here? Can you go somewhere? Could you imagine getting stuck? Your brother's in prison and now you're cohabitating with his girlfriend that he's not even living near.
I know. It's insane.
It's crazy.
You know what I'm wondering? When did this
calling tarot card?
Like, yeah. Call and then like smoking a blunt, just like talking to the PO, baked as hell.
What a world.
Like, when did we just start smoking weed on Love After Lockup? Like, I don't remember.
Seriously.
Like,
I know.
They're like full on. Like, Antoine smoking. Yeah.
Who's buying them all this weed?
Yeah, they're just rolling in just immediately. I gotta say, I love that.
Weed was so much more fun when it was so when it was more
bakey.
yeah. I need some coffee.
Oh my god, get your life together, bro.
He's not going to.
I know.
And these sisters, everyone's just lost. I was waiting for the sister to hit the blunt.
I was thinking the same, but she didn't.
Weed and coffee, nothing better in this world,
right?
But he's looking younger and younger every episode. It's just sad. And Indy needs to stop. She needs to snap out of it and leave. I could see if Indy has nobody. She's got more of a support system than my family. I mean, my parents would never move, like leave off work for a couple weeks for an internet romance of a jailbird.
No, I know.
She's got a huge family. And she's sitting there. I wonder how much she's paying the psychic every time she calls. Is it a $40 Venmo? It's not free.
No, definitely not free.
And how much? It's crazy. I just, it makes me sick to my stomach every time. Just because it'd be more fun if this poor little girl wasn't shuffled around. And I don't care about his daughter. She's got a good mom.
Who's the star of this season to you? The star couple?
I guess it would be Antoine and Lacey. I don't even know. It would be,
I don't know you.
I guess none of them really. This episode, it was Chase and Anal Susie, but that's about it.
Okay. All right. So I was getting really annoyed watching this because I was like, this is so boring. And like, why am I watching their ER visit? So I kind of fast forwarded and then I went to press play. And then she's like, I think it's an injury, an infection from too much sex. And I'm like, wait, what?
Oh,
what
is gross. That even?
What? No, really. Let's figure this out. What could that mean?
He was fucking her in the ass and he put it in the vagina and got bacteria up in there.
Okay. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
That's what I put together from the Twitter clues. I wouldn't have put that together on my own, but that's what makes sense, I guess. But they were about to send her to the hospital. He actually disgusting. In the parking lot seemed like not a psychopath.
I kind of sort of stand by my initial assessment of him, which is like, I don't think he's
the jury is that, out back out for me. I mean, I don't think he's the best guy.
That terrible of a person. I think it's creepy that he calls the kids little shrimps and that he's like, whatever.
But he seemed to actually care and seemed like there was true worry in his eye. And when he was with the friend and the whole promise ring thing and buying,
see, nice.
I'm a sucker for the little girl rings. I thought that's sweet, cute. Nice gesture. Yes.
Yeah.
Buying rings. There's a lot of guys out there that just string women along and don't give a shit. I thought it was nice. And he was looking forward to that night until she had bacteria in her guts.
Oh, it's so disgusting.
It is.
That's horrific. Imagine. Just imagine you think you're fucking dying of COVID or some shit these times. You go into the ER, you
pancreatitis.
Think it's
yeah.
And it's because you're just a dirty schmeez who's
And someone on Twitter, this wasn't my thought, but I have to say it. You don't want your husband coming out of jail wanting anal because he's used to it, sticking it up somewhere tight like that.
Oh, that's good.
But her giggling and stuff is just out of control. I'm just happy that's in the parking lot.
Creepy. God. I loved her representing America so well with our WebMD ways where she's like, and he's like, what does it say? She's like, it could be nerve ending, blah, blah. Like, you know, it's like everybody does that. It's so
it doesn't come up. You're a whore.
Yeah. Like we're all just instantly doctors.
Not that she's a whore. I'm just joking, but she's having sex with her loved one. But that's what I put together. It is gross.
Oh man.
But they tell you not to do that. Horrible.
There's a reason.
But I was shocked. I thought he was nice in the, even though he's hanging out with his ex-girlfriend's ex and then his ex-girlfriend's best friend dated. It's just a weird little circumstance there, but I guess that's his only buddy.
Right. Yeah.
But maybe he's not a murderer who's going to kill everybody in a mass suicide.
Yeah. We'll see. Lacey and Antoine. I gotta say, I'm kind of team. I'm kind of team Antoine. I think Lacey is kind of like.
I hate them both.
There's a cavalier energy to her vibe. I mean, I think he's similar almost to me, like Harry, but like less like of a.
He's a baby.
He's never lived with anyone but his mother. He's never been in a serious relationship. So he was like locked up, and then he in solitude for years, and then suddenly is with this older woman who like
I'm team Antoine 100% too.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I can't keep their names straight. Obviously, the season doesn't grab them.
Oh God, what a mess.
Oh, I mean, am such team Antoine. And she's like, you should be grateful. That's a weird thing to say.
And then she has him out at night. Like, I thought this view would be enjoyable to you. It's like, why are you taking me somewhere where people get murdered to stare out at the view? I want to go home. You've had me hitting golf clubs. You got me like all around town. Let me go home.
He's a lost little puppy. And he obviously doesn't want anything to do with her. He just wanted a ride. I thought that was funny. Like, this is very mom son vibes, like, buttering her up and like, hey, can I have some candy now?
Oh God. And then him, when he was like, they were like, and so like, what if like you were cheating on Lacey? He's like, doesn't matter. Deny. That's my number one rule, no matter what.
I love that he caught her writing the letter.
I love that too. Yes.
He's a sharp little bugger.
What a dumbass. She doesn't have somebody else writes it. She writes it in her own handwriting. She doesn't even try to change her handwriting, writing cursive or something. Hilarious.
And what's it matter? Like, and the poor guy, he's in the hole. The hole should be for people who are shooting up like schools and stuff. What did Antoine even do that bad? So someone deserves to be in the hole. And then a couple weeks later, he's just free to walk the streets.
The hole is not about the crime. The hole is about them fucking with the inmates and like power plays and whatever. You know what I mean? Like, they do one thing wrong, they're in the hole for 3 years. It's just sick.
It's gross. Yeah. Doesn't make sense. I found that to be wild. And I don't want to fuck with somebody who's been in isolation like that, like chucking the pillow at him. You don't know if people are going to snap on you and crack your neck in your sleep.
PTSD situation. I mean, I just loved him like rolling into the room, like trying to be all apologetic and be like, yes, I'm going to go chill with my friend. But like, I need a ride. So like, you going to take me? It's like, oh my God, this is just.
Buy him a car, Lacey, so that he can pick up. He can go to soccer practice.
Your name. Let's go.
I'm surprised that she's got such boundaries, and then she's also such a sucker. She's buying him weed and liquor. He's liquoring up, smoking up, just living the life.
Yes.
Nothing better than an inmate out with his bitch.
Yes. I want to see anybody who gets out. Everybody should get an ounce of weed. Well, it depends if you're an addict, but all of a sudden you're going to be doing meth and like back in prison. But if you can handle it, you get an ounce of weed, you get a bottle of your choice, and you're off to the races.
Oh, I know the stars. The stars to me is
Ray Dean.
God, I wish I could think of their name. No. Branwyn.
Oh, they're the stars.
The stars to me. He's the star. Yeah.
When he was like,
and I don't remember
when
their names.
He walked in, Chaz and Branwyn. When he walked into his room, where he had it all set up for her to like return, he's like sadly taking down all the decorations and like.
He had him in the bathroom. He really decked out like a bachelorette party. Condoms on the floor. Tons of flower petals. Peach flower petals. You don't find those everywhere.
You know, I got to touch her ass. That was really nice.
That was nice of him. Mm. What is the vibes of the guy that she's staying with? And she all, and nobody else really picked up on this, but the way that she was sitting on the couch, do you feel like she was really comfortable with him, or what's the deal? What are your instincts on that?
Why? How did she sit on the couch?
She just had her feet up like she's a 15-year-old girl at her parents' house, and she's been there forever. And he's like, I'm happy you're out. How do they know each other this well? What's the situation?
It makes me very uncomfortable that Chaz is always referring to him as the baby's daddy or something. Like, he can't even say it appropriate. You know, he's like, she's living with, you know, her friend's baby's dad.
Yeah, right.
Daddy. It's like, shut up. What's his name? What the fuck is this situation? He didn't seem, at first he looked extremely sketchy to me when he first walked in, but then when he was talking, I was like,
he's
kind of normal.
Yeah, he does.
So I don't know.
Is he screwing her? I don't know. What is this?
The love after lockup continuum like makes you see people for like normal on this show, you know, like the benchmark for like an acceptable human being is just entirely different.
And then with her calling the ex-boyfriend, she was kind of shutting it down there, but I guess she didn't really have to call him. If a guy
I found their conversation like not,
it
I didn't
seemed
find
okay
that to be like inappropriate on either behalf. Like, he was like, I'm just looking out for you. I want you to be happy. If you're happy, I'm happy, kind of thing. I don't know.
But a guy only drags his dog out and goes to a thing either to get on TV because he knows the cameras are going to be there somehow.
Yes.
Or he wants a piece of that tang, you know?
Right.
He's not, and then he's just getting gently let down because he has to know that he's on camera talking on the phone.
Right. Oh yeah, definitely.
But
speaking of,
if you were engaged uh-huh. to somebody or married, would you even want them to call the person, or would you be like, you just ignore them forever?
Yeah, I wouldn't want them to talk, really. Right? Would you?
Right.
Especially so that, this is the no, person no. put you in jail.
No. So I just yeah. Just it's always that person I feel like will always think, well, she didn't have to call me.
Yeah. No, I was going to say, speaking of phone calls, have you started Selling Sunset yet?
I have a hatred inside my soul for Chris Schell that I can't. It's unspeakable.
I got to say, I'm like not really loving the season. I think the groupings are weird. We're going to do an episode, so we'll save it. But the only thing I will say is
so
you haven't
fake.
Made it to like episode. I think it's like 5 or 6. There's a scene where like the new girl comes into the Chelsea or whatever comes in for a deal, and then like Jason goes out on the phone to call his client, and they
right
like,
I saw
in.
That on Twitter.
You saw it? And it's this freaking it's on his phone, it's
recut,
on his photo.
Yep. Yeah,
it's fake.
It this ruins it
entirely. Fake.
I know.
Yeah we'll talk
it
about
would
it.
Be right. So great if it was real, because it's a gorgeous people, it's a great yeah. subject, reality yeah. whatever in these yeah. houses. Emma's not selling shit.
Yeah,
I hate
save
Emma.
It. Save it. Save it.
Ugh.
Save it. Okay.
Does Chriselle have like something in her mouth that makes that smile so big Stop and it. Perfect? Oh, the my God. Thing? I can't take it.
All right. Rick and Radine. Man, this jacuzzi scene.
What a bitch.
I can't. She's married. What is she doing? I got to say, Rick is super creepy. Like super creepy,
he is.
But I think he's like well-intentioned.
He seems
nice. He's a well-intentioned creep. He wants to kiss your feet and shit. And make
right.
a little picnic in the
guys
jacuzzi.
Sucking
my
on
nightmare.
Toes. I know. Oh God.
If somebody tries to feed me in a jacuzzi, I don't want food in a jacuzzi unless I'm drunk.
They don't belong.
No.
Yeah. And then I'm puking it up in your jacuzzi.
Yeah. Right. God.
I don't feel bad for him. I've never seen a woman more disgusted in my life.
Why?
Her face, her facial expressions are hilarious. She hates him.
What is she trying to do, though? Like, really?
She must be getting stuff from him. But I don't like that. If you're completely married to someone else and you are using him 100% rating, you lied to your dad. I don't like it.
Yeah. I don't either.
I don't like it. Rick does seem he's very soft spoken. Maybe he's a psychopath underneath it all. Mm-hmm. Underneath it all. Yeah. No.
You know what I did like? Him and the roommate with their little, like, it's like late night. Was it the night or the morning where they're like drinking coffee and about to play a board game?
They should be screwing.
Right?
Why not?
They're the match. I thought she was hilarious when she said something about like, listen,
yeah,
I mean,
she was.
You missed out on 4 years of fucking. What are you doing? You know, I thought she had a
How
point.
Can Rick and her not be playing and they're high on that caffeine and his penis doesn't slip inside her? How can a man and a woman be best friends, get along that well, and you don't start to have lustful eyes for someone? I just don't see it.
It's possible. It's possible. You just can't be each other's type, you know?
Somebody, they become your type. I don't, it's very rare.
I guess living like together is like a different thing. Level, but yeah, I don't know. Oh God. All right. Who else we got?
But I mean, if you're sitting there, like your guy friends, have you ever been intensely friends with one where you're spending one-on-one time and playing board games, just you two at night. And then you're just like, okay, good night. And they don't ever, you don't ever think that guy, there's always another person involved. It's always been a big group. Wouldn't you say in your life? Or has there been times where it's been like you're one-on-one? I guarantee you that a guy would be thinking, I wonder how my dick feels inside Geneva. Not to be crude, but
we had a friend in college who was like, deep in it, he was doing a lot of ecstasy and drinking peppermint schnapps. That was like his duo.
Oh, God.
Was
sounds
peppermint
great.
Schnapps, popping a bottle of E, coming over with a puzzle, and that was like his activity. And him and one of my roommates alone would just like do puzzles together. And
a boy and a girl,
like yeah, boy and a girl. Nothing.
Did they end up together?
No.
Yeah, we don't know about that.
Puzzling away. Yeah.
They did definitely cross. It definitely, you can't put them in the lie detector. One of them, both of them at one time had thought about that person sexually. And they just are like, no, it can't happen. Right. You better tell me the names of these people after the podcast.
All right, I will. I don't think you know either of them. All right, here we go. Last but not least, Martell.
I know everything about you, Geneva.
You know it all.
I feel like they're a waste of my time.
A complete waste of time. Complete waste. There's no point.
Move on, Kayla.
She's a disaster, showing up an hour late. He wants to go to the strip club, which
he doesn't want. Take an Uber to the strip club then, or to your barbershop.
Right, right.
Yeah, I mean, there should be strip club barbershops, but.
There we go. Does that exist? It has to.
Should be.
God, really should. Look at us changing the world.
Sports clips. All
right, guys.
I mean, if a guy is telling you he wants to go to the strip club after he hasn't, he's, you
still
know,
hasn't had sex with you. Am I right? They have not fucked.
I feel like they have.
They did.
And they did? They must have. When he's over there.
Immediately, and she was like, this is the first time we're going to be like physically together or something. I swear she said that this episode.
Oh, maybe really? Not. Oh, okay. I might have missed it.
I don't know. She said something about like their first time doing something. I don't know.
It's hard because he's like probably one of the cutest inmates we've ever had. So it's hard to, I can see her attraction, you know, but she's got to move on. If a guy wants to go to the strip club in the daylight, you know, my biggest fear would be like to see my dad's car at a strip club in
like
the daylight.
11 a.m. on a Tuesday.
I'd be like, I can't go on with life. I don't know my father. Mm-hmm.
Oh God. All right, friends. We'll be back. We love you. Don't forget 5 stars. Fuck Emmanuel.
Fuck Emmanuel.
Let's go. Love you guys. We'll be back.